Mr. Mladenov began his briefing with an update on the continuing violence that's left scores dead and thousands injured since early October. That's when trust broke down and seemingly daily stabbings by Palestinians on Israelis ensued, a result of simmering tensions over Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound, a site revered by both Muslims and Jews.
The two apparent sniper attacks in Hebron on November 7th, which would be the first of their kind since the current escalation began, and the brutal drive-by shooting south of Hebron on 13th of November, which killed a father and his son, are worrying signs of escalation from the use of knives to firearms.
After the mass killings in Paris, Beirut and over the Sinai, establishing a viable Palestinian state was more important than ever to the region and the world, said Mr. Mladenov. With Hebron now the centre of conflict, the UN's priority should be to de-escalate tension there and in other areas, he said, but all parties needed to play their part.
These include immediate efforts by all political, religious and community leaders to stop the hate-fueled incitement that glorifies the murder of Jews or that brands all Palestinians as terrorists. Recent understandings on upholding the status quo at Haram al-Sharif Temple Mount must also be implemented. It is necessary to address the apparent impunity for settler violence against Palestinians.
He stressed the need to reverse the policies that seemed to be creating a settler state in the occupied West Bank and said it was trust above all that needed to be rebuilt. Carrying out military raids and assassinations inside Palestinian hospitals and collective punishment would only destroy hope.
In the period before an eventual return to negotiations, the parties and their international partners must pursue measures that strengthen Palestinian institutions, economic prospects and security. This will require substantial policy changes on the ground by Israel.
The other vital peace process that must not be forgotten, he added, was the even more complex negotiation over Syria. The multiple attacks by the terrorist group ISIL may have created an opportunity, finally, for movement at formal talks in Vienna as the US and Russia find common cause against them. The UN and, more importantly, the desperate civilians of Syria needed everyone's help to move forward, said Mr. Mladenov.
It is important that key international and regional players follow through on their commitments to actively insist on their Syrian allies to engage constructively in all of these areas. This is vital in order to give political backing, leverage, and credibility to our efforts.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.